Our culture just got a new word, Stellantis. I'm David Brancaccio. First, politics is about many things, including how resources are apportioned. This is one reason market participants are very focused on Georgia. Economist Julia Coronado is at Macro Policy Perspectives and joins us many a Monday. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
As we look out to what could be inflection points of the week on our beat, the Georgia elections will be of great interest to people making money decisions.
Absolutely. This is going to be a crucial election for control of the Senate, and that's going to matter for who gets appointed by the Biden administration and what happens to fiscal policy in 2021. So it's extremely important.
Fiscal policy, like perhaps more stimulus, how much, but also taxation.
Exactly. Taxation, regulation of different industries, potential for student loan forgiveness, all types of issues are going to hang on the Georgia election.
All right. And also on the economic calendar this week are the transcript of the last meeting of Federal Reserve policymakers. That may not sound fascinating, but there's content.
Oh, for sure. We will get a nuanced discussion of their balance sheet policy, for example. How committed are they to supporting the financial markets through bond buying in 2021 versus are they getting more optimistic and ready to reduce that support? That's going to matter very much for markets. So yes, we'll hang on every word.
All right. Julia Coronado, economist and founder of Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Stocks are down in the first few minutes of trading here. The Dow is down 127.4 tenths%. The S&P is down now 0.3%. The NASDAQ down a bit, about 9 points. The price of cotton futures opened up above 78 cents a pound this morning. That's a two-year high amid dry growing conditions. And the decline of the dollar has made U.S. cotton cheaper for foreigners to buy, so demand there. Last month, the Trump administration banned cotton from a Chinese producer over human rights and forced labor concerns. Shareholders in the French carmaker PSA have given the go-ahead to a $60 billion merger with Fiat Chrysler. FCA investors are due to vote on the deal shortly. It'll create the world's fourth largest automotive company, combining brands such as Jeep, Ram, Chrysler, Peugeot, and Alfa Romeo into a multinational registered in the Netherlands. Here's the BBC's Theo Leggett.
The new car giant will be known as Stellantis, a name which the architects of the deal says derived from the Latin verb stello, meaning to cover with stars. But the rationale for the merger is rather more down to earth. The auto industry is going through a technological revolution. Electric or fuel cell power is set to take over from the internal combustion engine within the next two decades. Cars themselves are likely to become increasingly connected and autonomous. The merger will allow the two companies to pool expertise and resources and save costs. At the same time, it'll combine PSA's strength in the European market with Fiat Chrysler's muscle in North America. That's the theory, although it's worth mentioning that mega mergers in this industry don't always work. The late 90s link-up between Chrysler and German giant Daimler, for example, later broke down at the roadside. I'm the BBC's Theo Leggett for Marketplace.
What kind of mileage you get on that Stellantis? It's like Ypsilanti, but plural. Thirty minutes outside the French city of Nice is Monaco, which you will remember from stamp collecting as its own country. It offers beaches and craps tables and a way to avoid French taxes. And these days, a way to avoid France's tougher coronavirus restrictions. John Lawrenson reports from Monaco.
Lunch in the winter sun on Monaco's café terraces. A few minutes across the border in France, all the restaurants are closed, though some are offering takeout. Here, they're packed with people, very many of them French people. Like Marcel Guérin.
We're from Nice. We've come to eat in a restaurant because in France we're not allowed to. It makes you feel like a teenager again, disobeying your parents.
À Macron, hein.
C'est une excellente chose.
Monaco resident Caroline Boulanger, whom I met as she emerged from a restaurant a couple of doors down, said keeping restaurants open was helping the economy. The French should do the same, she said. We have to get back to normal economically. France has many more restrictions on businesses than Monaco. You might expect that to turn up in the COVID stats. But according to Johns Hopkins University, Monaco has 10 times fewer COVID deaths per capita. Still, there are quite a few anti-COVID measures here. Francis Poitvin is the owner of the Quai des Artistes restaurant.
1.50 m les tables.
The tables have to be 1.5 meters apart, no more than 6 people per table, reservations only. Customers must come no later than 2 p.m. for lunch and 8 at night when the curfew starts. We give them a permit so they can go home later, but everyone has to be out by 9:30.
Poitvin says his restaurant business is doing nicely, up 30% this holiday season over last year. And much of that, he says, is thanks to French patrons. In Monaco, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.
And how is your 2020? Well, Bloomberg has a billionaires index, which is out. The world's 500 richest people got $1.8 trillion richer in the last year. That's up by more than 30% and the biggest annual increase in the 8 years they've been tracking it this way. I did say trillion. Pandemic low interest rates that fueled the stock market are among the many forces helping these top 500 among the 7.6 billion humans in the world. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.